Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Hey, this is Steve Butella for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about breaking the idea of real estate investment to your spouse, always a touchy subject. You know, we decided to do this show because we have so many new members. After they sign up, you know, they talk about this topic right when they're first starting out. So,
right.
Jill, do you remember that? Welcome, Jill.
Hello.
do you remember that member that we now have is actually one of our more successful members?
Yes, very successful.
And the whole thing that he had to go through with buying and selling a property in the same day to turn $500 or $600 just to show his wife that this is possible, that people actually want to buy this product type?
Totally. It was so funny, too.
Am I remembering that right?
Yeah, you're right. I think it kind of killed him because he knew he could hang on to it and make more profit, but he had to just kind of prove it to her with one. And she said, okay, I'm in. And that was.
So, you know, I kind of envisioned this show like you're going to help us all because I'm sure that you have some great advice for spouses.
I do. I deal with this often. Well, what was funny is when we were talking about this topic, I thought you were going to talk about the guy who did the whole PowerPoint presentation, which no, I thought was hilarious,
And that didn't get to me. Tell us the story.
So one of our members said that he prepared a whole PowerPoint presentation for his wife about the whole business model and buying land and selling land and what it could do. I don't know if it went how far the PowerPoint presentation went, I don't know if it showed him in a big house or anything fancy or but that's what he did, and then she got it, and there you go. So
maybe we should do a PowerPoint presentation and make it available. So if somebody's thinking about doing this, they can present it to their spouse.
I don't think
it's just wives; it's probably husbands too.
Right. If your significant other is on the fence, click here.
Yeah.
Watch.
This is how it works. So what would the slide be? The first slide would be, Eeyore kind of hanging his head.
I was just thinking the same thing. Somebody moping around like, there's got to be a better way.
I really wish I made more money.
Something. I really don't want to drive in the car to this place anymore.
And you just buy a piece of property and it's super cheap and then you sell it for more. Right. And you deposit the money. That's the whole presentation right there.
You buy it and it's like, I see it as animated. There's someone that's like, oh, it's like all lit up, this piece of shiny property.
And so, like, then before that, even, like, Eeyore sends out a bunch of mailers and he's just all moping around. Like, this isn't
going to
work.
No, Owl is flying and delivering them for Eeyore.
This isn't going to work. We're going to send all this stuff out. Nobody's going to call me.
Why would they?
And then the sun rises the next morning and the phone's ringing off the hook.
He has all these voicemails and emails and messages and he can't keep up. And then he has to call in Tigger to handle the workload.
Yeah, because. What is it with Winnie the Pooh? This isn't the first time that we've done this.
I don't know why.
Just this example.
You mentioned Eeyore, and so that's how we got here. But yeah, okay. So then, the animation. There's a slide where he's got the property. He bought it for a smoking deal. Now he's out there hammering a for sale sign in it, and then there's all these drive bys, and then it shows the end user handing him over money, and the end user is so you see our guy walking away with cash in his hand with a big smile on his face, and then you see the end user standing there just loving their land with a huge smile on their face and moving their cabin on there or whatever it is. That's how I see the PowerPoint.
Half the battle that we have, or it's not a battle, but half of the convincing that goes on with new members is not, does it really work, or are you guys good at this? It's undoing the negative messages that people get from late night television, crazy people jumping up and down like a monkey on a desk about real estate investment.
Right.
You know, and undoing that negative connotation that it's got.
True. You're right. A lot of people have done or thought about or heard horror stories doing flipping homes.
Right.
And they have a negative thing thinking that, oh, I got to do something to it to make it worth, make it, valuable now or worth more. And, all they hear is the horror stories of all the things that have gone wrong. So
if your spouse is just giving you the business about, investing in land, this is what I want you to do. Go on a Success Plant, log on there. And ask all the members, successplant.com is our little online community where all the people who are successfully doing this or have questions, whether they're new in the business or very seasoned, it's an online community where you can ask questions. So I always say, if someone's on the fence and it gets to me, I always ask them to go straight on to Success Plant and say, I'm super skeptical about this. Can you please pipe in and let me know that this is for real? Is anybody actually doing deals? And you're going to be amazed.
Right. Well, just a few minutes of playing around, which is currently free, by the way, successplant.com. You're right. It's easy just to – you could be just be a fly in the wall and get an account and just kind of see all the deals that people are doing Success Plant too.
Right.
That'll tell you right there. It really is a great – that was the thing. I'd say listen to our show, you know, and watch what our members are doing, and that's where you see it is in Success Plant. So great advice.
So you have a ton of sales history. I think that you think of things – like I think of things from an accounting standpoint all the time and engineering kind of. And I think that you think of things sometimes from a sales pitch standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one's right or wrong or bad. It's just our personalities.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever have to like really convince somebody in your life that some stuff that you wanted to do and
oh,
you're
goodness.
Just staring across the kitchen table going –
Yeah, I have to convince you sometimes some things, Steven.
Like what?
We should leave town. I don't know. I'm just kidding. I'm joking. No.
I'm serious. Like an example.
Oh, gosh. Caught me off guard
I
here.
I really want my car to work right.
Oh, my goodness. No, let's not go there with
keep
the car.
My Porsche.
No, I'm over that.
Oh, good.
So I am over
All
it.
Right, good.
Yeah. Been there, done that. Now I will be one of the proud former Porsche owners happily driving something else. That's coming.
Everybody's got to go through that.
You kind of do. I love
it. I'm not boasting. This is Porsche number 6 for me.
I know.
I'm not boasting in any way, and it's probably the last one.
Okay.
They're super fun to drive, and it's actually you get your money back out of them almost always. So the money piece is awesome, but there's a lot of maintenance.
Yeah. It stopped being fun. And that's okay. Now, I will always have a convertible. That's not going to go away. But
the top goes down on a Chevy and it goes down on a Toyota. And there's lots of different brands of cars that where the top goes down and you actually push the button and it actually goes down.
You're like, it really works?
Yeah.
Like every time?
Yeah, almost every time.
Really? It doesn't get stuck in that halfway point? Remember the time I had to do that?
Yeah,
I had to drive it to the shop and it was stuck halfway up, halfway down. How funny is that? There's Jill cruising down Scottsdale Road with her convertible top stuck.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So yes. Well, so my best advice on this topic, if you're trying to convince your significant other, we always say wife, but it might be husband. Because we have a number of female successful Land Academy members as well, Stephen.
I know.
Thank you. Is number two, test it and start small. Those are my things. Because you can easily get involved with very little money just from our ebook, doing the Craigslist
exercise. Have your wife call Jill.
Well, or we could do that too. Schedule a call with me.
Have you ever done that?
That was on my list. Heck yeah.
Like, can you please talk to my wife?
Heck
because
yeah.
She isn't buying into this at all.
Absolutely.
You have done that?
Oh, goodness, yes. And sometimes it's just, and even some of our current members, it does sound too good to be true sometimes. And I get that. So I know I have a lot of members that, gosh, right before they pulled the trigger, they just wanted to schedule a call with me and ask just two little questions and just make sure it's real and we're real and, you know, all of that. And then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, okay, I get it. And they're off and running.
Right. You know, I see when, after the first transaction is done with a new member, there's lots of different ways they handle it. And the one of the ones that I see is, oh my gosh, this is, it really is like this. Mm-hmm. You buy it for $500, you sell it for $1,500 really fast. Mm-hmm. You deposit the $1,500. And so then you're standing there looking in the mirror going, well, what am I going to do about this now? Because I have a few choices. I can just kill it. I mean, that's what happened to me. I doubled my money. I talk about it in the ebook.
Yes.
And I said that I'm going to devote my life to this, because if it's that easy and that's how this goes and it's that secure because you're buying land, mm-hmm. then I'm going to do this 14 times a day. And that's ultimately what happened. And we have several members that do it. And then we have a different kind of slot of members or a group of members that, I really want just make $1,500 more a month just to pay my mortgage. Mm-hmm. You know, and then we have some people that look at it, very few people actually, that just say, maybe not. That's not what I thought.
You know, it's funny. I don't see that at all.
I don't either. I mean, I'm just making it up. I really don't see any. No one's ever come back and said, no, this is too much work.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh, shoosh. I worked 6 hours and I made $4,000. Oh, I don't know about this. No. What I see.
I had to put it in there just to make it sound real.
Yeah, whatever. That's not true. What I see is two things, and one I really appreciate. I see a lot of our members doing a whole lot of homework on the front end, and I appreciate that. Testing this, reading up on it, making sure this is what they want to get into, and I really appreciate that. The other thing is I caution them when we do our weekly ambition call with our members is don't get greedy, everyone. You got to be careful because it's really tempting to go, oh, I'm going to quit my job tomorrow.
No.
You know, I just did that. Why wouldn't I quit? And it's, you have to, remind everyone, slow down. Let's be slow and methodical about this. The mm-hmm. time will come. You know, if you do it, if you want, if that's the life you want, that's what we do.
Yeah, we've had multiple shows on that topic. Mm-hmm. When is it time to actually pull the trigger on quitting your job? And I don't think if you want to quit your job, I just don't think that's, I think that's a huge distraction. That concept, is not the right reason to get involved in this.
What?
I understand the motivation, but I just think let's get the first deal done first.
Well, yeah, I'm talking months down the road.
Lots of planning. Yeah.
Like that's like the way I did it. When you are juggling them both and now it's ridiculous, you're not getting any sleep. You're losing money.
That's when I think the right moment is.
On your deals, because you are having a day job too, and you've been doing it for all months and months, maybe years. It depends on what your pace has been. Then and you've got a track record of X amount. Then it makes sense.
If you're sitting around saying, "I have to go to," if I didn't have to go to this job today, I probably could make a ton of money because I know exactly where to find property and I know how to sell it. I know how to buy it and I don't have a hell of a lot of questions left mm-hmm. that it's just now I have to go to this job. It's distracting me and it's getting in the way of me making money on this other thing over here.
Right.
I could actually make $3,000 or $4,000 today on this.
Right.
That's when you quit your job.
Well, for me too. It's like you're losing.
That's when I quit my job.
You're using every break and every lunch hour to quickly get caught up on this stuff. Cause this is the real good stuff. Then you're like, all right, knock it off.
Right.
So I wouldn't tell your wife that right up front.
Well, thank you for bringing it back.
You're right. I wouldn't say, hey, baby, this is what's coming, but.
Yeah, I'm going to quit my job. Every spouse wants to hear that.
Though, it's not a crazy.
Just joking.
What the heck? That's funny. But. It's good to have them. Oh, here's my big thing though. And you've heard me say this often, Stephen, that if your significant other is not on board, that typically won't work then. So don't think that because, I'm just going to change your mind, down the road, be careful. You want to have them on board and in agreement and supportive of you. Because if they are, it sure makes it easier. And it's true. I will talk to spouses. If your spouse wanted to talk to me, that's great. Happy to do that.
That's good advice. Just get everybody on board and support it all.
I've asked that. Sometimes I don't always think of it, but there's times when I'm talking to members and I'll say, all right, hey, you're about to, you know, pull the trigger here. What does your wife think? You know, it's really good to get everybody thinking about that. So,
hey, did you ever get fired from a job?
No.
And you have to come home and explain it to everybody?
No. I didn't even.
I didn't either.
You know,
I haven't
the
either.
The closest
job.
I got
I've
was.
I've left jobs.
We
I've
almost
never gotten fired.
We shut down a division at American right after 9/11. But I was protected. There was like a few days where I didn't know where I was going. I'm like, am I going to have a job here? Because we shut down some stuff. But
like, did you think you had to move or anything like that? Physically move your house?
I did physically move my house when I came from California.
I know, but after 9/11.
Oh, yeah. There were some questions after 9/11, what was going to happen. But we, you know, it worked out just fine. But it was a little scary. It was just a couple of days. But even those days, it was a little nerve-wracking and scary. Is that where you're going?
No, I'm just wondering. I mean, I.
How about you?
I have never been fired. I've with planning, walked in and said, you can take this job and do what you need to do with it. But
done that too.
And don't ask me to do it for you because I will.
I haven't done it like that. I've quietly said, hey, this isn't for me. See ya. I've done that. Isn't that nice? I mean, I think we're really lucky. We've been in a position for you and I. Every move that we've made, every transition that we've made, it's been calculated and planned and we wanted to do it.
Yeah. It hasn't been that way my whole life, but yes, with you it has been.
It has.
You know, the other thing too, Jill, and I would love to teach a course on this, is you and I have always had our domestic expenses under control.
Yes.
I can't think of a single instance where our bills, you know, there's just, you look at the bank statement at the end of the month or the beginning of the month or whatever, you look at it and you're just shocked out of your mind about what's going on with the other person. And we don't have that problem.
Mm-mm.
I mean, to this day, I've only one time in my life bought a car and financed it in any way. And that was a business tax decision. The company did it, not
me. Oh, I did that stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
I never did.
Oh, I did. It's all over now, but I did that stupid stuff back in the day. You're just kind of like, that's what everybody else does.
So maybe, my point is, maybe your spouse is skeptical about what you're about to do here because you've failed at 92 things before this. Like, she opened this bank statement and said, oh, this is a mess.
When you're now
calculating. You have to dig yourself out of a hole.
Where is this going?
If you have to dig yourself out of a hole to convince your wife to do this, you've probably given her or him a reason in the past to think that this is
might also be another whim.
It might be another mess.
Now, what are you getting us into?
Mm-hmm. Is this too negative for you, this show?
Just a little bit. I'm like, where are you going? Are you telling everyone, okay, first call Dave Ramsey, get your life in order, and then call us. What?
I just want to be straightforward and honest about this stuff. You know, maybe your wife's not the problem is what I'm saying. Maybe you're the problem.
Is that what this is about? I'm sorry. I took this show at face value, which is you've.
I can take
the holidays are over. You spent some time researching. You see what people are doing and making money. And you have found us and found this great way to make some money, either on the side or a new thing, and you got to convince the people in your life. That's what I think.
I can
about.
Take the most positive topic and just make it a
squash
fiery ball of tragedy.
Oh, this is why we're partners.
I know. I'd be sitting around like Eeyore sitting around
what
if you weren't involved.
What would
this
show be like if there were two of you?
There's a lot of shows that amaze me how popular they are, where there's just a guy sitting there talking about a current event and he's really, really like upset with the government.
Oh my gosh.
Like if you look at the top 10 most popular shows and it's just, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. There's just like, oh, I can't believe the guy that runs the country did this again and on and on. And millions of people listen to that every day. I guess they want to reinforce, you know, blame somebody else for something. We're not about blaming people here.
Maybe it helps them feel better about their lives.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have it that bad. That guy can't even open the newspaper without.
If I had a show like that, it would go like this. Hey, tomorrow you can absolutely take control of your life. Stop blaming all these people over here. Get involved in this thing here. Make some money. Mm-hmm. You can do it. That's what I would call my show.
You can do it.
You can do it.
It's true. I like that. Thinking of a new show?
No.
Oh.
If we did another show, then nothing else would ever get done. You know, because I had no idea how much work this is.
I think we could do two shows.
Yeah, because I do all the work and you just show up and sit here and talk with me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We could do 14 shows, actually.
Maybe we should just mic ourselves as we walk through life. I'm just kidding.
We can go from, if we do that, we can go from 9 listeners to 3.
Oh, thank you.
All
right. Did we answer the question? Yes. I think we did.
If you are struggling to convince your spouse that you really want to move forward with this, call Jill.
And I'll send you my PowerPoint.
Join us another episode where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in land investment and in life.
I think that went well.
I think we made our point.
I do too. The best thing I can say is test it. And start small. If you came to me, Stephen, let's just pretend we're married and this is our thing, and you came to me and said, I need to take $500 out of the budget because I want to do X, I would be like, all right. Well, I mean, it's $500. What could go wrong? And then if it works, then we're going to talk about it.
Yeah. And if the role was reversed, if you came to me, I would say, you know what? How can I help? Because this is obviously important to you.
Well,
and I'm happy to help you.
Stephen, most people aren't like that. You're kind of unique in that.
What do they say? Most women are not like you, trust me. This isn't compliment each other hour.
Thank you very much.
I'm telling you.
Oh, my goodness.
It took like 42 women. I had to go through like 42 women to get to you. Finally get to the right one.
Thank you. I think that, sadly, most women would be like, well, let me know if it works. I'll see. I'll be over here.
I think you're right.
But they want to see when the money goes out, they want to know where it goes. When the money comes in, they're not so worried about that.
Wow, this is going south quick. Maybe we should have a psychologist on the show.
Oh, no, that's not a good idea. Could you imagine?
What would happen?
Oh, my goodness. What if there's a therapist listening to us right now?
I'm sure there is.
These two are crazy.
There's somebody doing their thesis on us.
These two? Oh, man.
Yep.
Oh,
how to wreck a good thing.com.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.